Good morning. It is 10:10 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our report from Coffeyville, Friends of Animals. We have Becky Barnhart who joins us on the line. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
Going just fine and dandy. Hope everyone's having a nice morning and dealing with the heat. That's just on everyone's mind, and we can't change it, so just smile and bear it, I guess, is the best advice for that type of situation. I do have great news. We had an adoption last week. So Rex the puppy has found a new home. So we're down to about, I think maybe that would make us at about 10 or 11 puppies that we still have at the shelter. So that's great that I can talk about the adoption. I also have some special events coming up that Danny and Thomas at the Tractor Supply got together and decided to go ahead and do a special adoption event this coming Saturday. Probably from around 10 to 2, that is probably a good time to think about it. I think they got to thinking about it with the fair and rodeo in town. There's a lot more traffic in Coffeyville, people coming and going, and Tractor Supply, I imagine, also has more traffic with people coming in. So it might be a very good opportunity to get some exposure from some of the great animals that we have at the shelter. So I think Danny's decided that he's mostly going to concentrate on the puppies. Take the puppies in. Of course, it'll be inside. It will not be outside. It will be inside, and he's going to take all the puppies. And then he also has decided that Mickey's going to go. Mickey is right now our long-term resident. Mickey is that sweet little Calahuna mix. He's brown, and he's got a white face. He's a very nice dog. I imagine some of the other old-timers will probably come along, too. But right now, is kind of thinking about, let's get these puppies out and see if we can't get them placed for adoption before they get any older. So that's coming up this Saturday from 10 to 2, and we usually have really good success with these adoptions. So fingers crossed we'll get some more puppies that are going to have a new home. Along with the puppies, when we talk about the donations that we're kind of needing right now, we're needing kitty and puppy chow because of the amount of kittens we have. I did ask about kittens. I don't think he's going to try to take any kittens with him. It just kind of depends on the day when he gets out there and what dogs seem to be like they're more relaxed that day or something, because it is kind of unusual for them to leave the shelter, so sometimes that's a little stressful. But I don't know about the kittens appearing, but you will see lots of puppies and Mickey, and I imagine he'll rotate some other dogs. So if you're out and about, step into Tractor Supply and give them a good pat on the head. Even if you're not thinking about adoption, give them some time. I have a special story I wanted to talk about. If you guys will go to our Facebook page, CFA, you will notice that there's a story about a little girl that came in, a little girl dog that came in this week. She apparently was brought in some time ago by animal control, and he had found her running. And she was a stray, of course, and she had a very damaged leg, paw. So they brought her to the shelter. And, of course, the shelter does not have any, we don't have any medical training there, any medical needs. So we usually then have to decide to take her on to the vet, which is what they did. So Dr. Holman looked at her and said that she's a nice dog. She's only about 6 months old, so she's young. And because of the condition, the decay of that leg, that paw, it was necessary to remove her leg. So she is doing fantastic. She's now a three-legged little girl. Danny's calling her Heidi, and she's adjusted very well to the fact that she has just the three legs. And as Dr. Holman said, this, you know, she is, because she is so young, that this is a good situation. And she's very thin right now. They're thinking she might be part Pyrenees, but because of the lack of medical care she's been having, lack of food, lack of water, she's very thin. And so her size, she's small right now, and her adoption will not be available for some time. And it is going to take someone that's going to understand that, you know, she might have special needs because of her handicap. And then again, Danny says she walks this fine, that it doesn't seem to interfere with anything. So I'm sure she's going to turn out to be a very healthy dog. But because of the generosity of our people in this community is how we have funds available to take care of dogs like this, because it's an extra expense, and the city you know, they can only do so much, and that's where Coffeyville Friends of Animals, we step in, and we say, okay, this is a special dog, and she needs special care, and we're going to take care of it. So this is another way I want to say thank you to people for coming forth, and they hand us those donations and say, take care of these animals. And so we have. So one of these days, I'm going to get to tell you a great story about Heidi and the wonderful home she's in. Anyway, thank you to everyone that continues to contribute to Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and know that your money is being well used. So
well, it's just a great story to be able to share, and I'm glad that it ended the way it did so far. And of course, the story's not over yet, so I know you'll keep us in the loop.
I sure will, and it's very, very heartwarming to be able to come on and talk about great stories like this. You know, there's so many things that are not so wonderful in the world, but when you hear things like this, you're thinking, gosh, this is the good people of Coffeyville. That's who we are. So anyway, we'll keep you tuned in about Heidi, and she's about 6 months old. I didn't know if I told you her age or not. So she's young, and if anyone has any special interest in Heidi, you might want to get a hold of Danny and visit with him about her. And the adoption, as we said, won't be for a while because we want to make sure she's good and healthy before she leaves us. So other than that, I guess I really didn't have a whole lot more to say. I just kind of wanted to give her quite a bit of time, and I wanted to talk about the special event. The hours at the shelter may be a little bit different this weekend since Danny and some of the staff will be at Tractor Supply. So you might want to check in before you go out. But please remember, I've had people ask me this. I'd like to take dog food. I've got some old towels. What are their hours? Well, their hours usually are 9 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday. But I think sometimes they do close up for lunch. Maybe one of them, maybe they have to run an errand or something. But it is perfectly okay just to leave your donation there at the door. Unless I understand, sometimes they want to come in and say, well, we want to look around while we're there. So I get that too. But if you just want to bring something out and you don't know if they're going to be there, don't worry. Just leave it right there by the front door. It'll be safe and sound, and they'll appreciate it and take it in and use it. So that's one thing I wanted to mention. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. Please look us up on Facebook. It's Coffeyville's Friends of Animals, and you will see all the great animals that we have. And as you know, the city has their own page called Coffeyville Animal Shelter. And again, those pictures are of the current animals that are there. We've got some dogs that have been with us for quite a while. They're wonderful dogs. And they're older now, and if there's any of them that look interesting, go out and visit with them and see if maybe your personality doesn't match theirs, and then you have a friend for life. So anyway, come out to the shelter. I hope everyone's enjoying the fair and rodeo. Bless their hearts, those wonderful kids out there with their animals. This heat is unbelievable. But anyway, James, I think that's about it for the day.
All right. Well, we do appreciate it, Becky. A good report, and we'll look forward to catching up again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. That's Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals joining us. Straight ahead, we'll have a check of some ag news brought to you by Elm Haven Healthcare Facility, and then we'll get into Open Line here on the Mighty 690.